just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
You're tuned by the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss human mind manipulation on the Republic Broadcasting Network. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. On the same page, there is a PayPal button. You may donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or listen at 605-313-0163. I'd like to tell you about a truly stellar organization, and that is Targeted Justice. I suggest that you join this organization immediately. To do so, go to targetedjustice.com. At the top of their home page, you will see the word home. Hover over that with your mouse and you will see meet the team and then become a member. Click or tick on that and you will be on your way. Once again, targetedjustice.com. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts, the full word, Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com. As I mentioned, tonight we discuss human mind manipulation. Here are but some of the methods that can be used for human mind manipulation, which is used for large-scale operation of conditioning and changing the belief system of the human mind, and hence creation of surge of persons that elite group uses as propaganda for their own personal benefit. Modern mind control is both technological and psychological. Tests show that simply by exposing the methods of mind control, the effects can be reduced and or eliminated, at least for mind control advertising and propaganda. More difficult to counter are the physical intrusions which the military-industrial complex continues to develop and improve upon. Education is the most obvious, yet still remains the most insidious. It has always been a would-be dictator's ultimate fantasy to educate naturally impressionable children. Thus, it has been a central component to communist and fascist tyrannies throughout history. No one has been more instrumental in exposing the agenda of modern education than Charlotte Isherwood. One can begin research into this area by accessing her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and I'm sure that you all have heard of it. This book lays bare the role of globalist foundations in shaping a future intended to produce servile drones lorded over by a fully educated, aware, elite class. Now, there's one part of this that sticks out, and that is the fact that by learning about your targeting, you can eliminate some of it. Education is the answer to everything when it comes to targeting. Once you understand how they do something, you can further analyze how to combat it. And they have said that this only works for propaganda. But I will tell you different. If it does work for propaganda, it will work for targeting. Advertising and propaganda. Edward Bernays has been cited as the inventor of the consumerist culture that was designed primarily to target people's self-image. This is the first thing that they do. Attack your self-image. Or lack thereof. In order to turn a want into a need. This was initially envisioned for products such as cigarettes, for example. However, Bernays also noted in his 1928 book, Propaganda, "Propaganda is the executive arm of the invisible government. This can be seen most clearly in the modern police state. And the growing citizen snitch culture wrapped up in the pseudo-patriotic war on terror. The increasing consolidation of media has enabled the entire corporate structure to merge with government. And we are seeing that. We are seeing government increasingly intertwined with large elite corporations. This utilizes the concept of propaganda placement. Media, print, movies, television, and cable news can now work seamlessly to integrate an overall message which seems to have the ring of truth. Okay, we have a call. We have Olga from New York City. Go ahead, Olga.
Hi, yes, good evening, Frank.
Hi, good evening, Olga. How are you doing?
Okay, great, great. I sent you a message, I think, 2 days ago, but I haven't been able to speak with you. But anyway, tonight I was listening to your other program at 9 o'clock. And the ladies there, they were talking about, I didn't understand whether it was a bottle of soap or a bar of soap to put your knee.
I would disregard that. We have, unfortunately, in the community, a lot of disinformation. And until I can check something scientifically or with three very good sources or more, I will never, ever mention it or post it as a countermeasure.
Okay, I understand. But let's say, what did they say, bar or bottle? Just that.
She said bar of soap.
Bar, yeah. Okay, that's what I thought she said. Okay. Frank, Mr. Frank Allen, I just want to say thank you. I'm so glad to hear, listening to those ladies, even if I have misinformation. But it's like, it gives me, I feel like I'm close to somebody or support or, and just to call you just now, I never called any station or anything, and it's just.
You can call me personally. Yes. At 508-857-8334.
Yes.
And I will give you an hour of my time answering every question that you wish.
Okay, great. And what is the best time to call you?
What part of the country are you? Oh, you're in New York.
I'm in New York,
okay,
yes. In Boston.
About 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Okay, great. I will do that. I'll do that.
Okay,
thank you so much. And thank you for all the help that you're providing to TIs, really. It's great. Thank you. Thank you for all your effort.
Thank you
so
much.
And everything you've given us. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, let me get back to this. When one becomes attuned to identifying the main message, one will see this imprinting everywhere. And this is not even to mention subliminal messaging. Here we can refer back to Coke and McDonald's and 7-Up as they used subliminal messaging to try and capture their crowds into buying their product. The next area that I would like to go into is predictive programming. Now, this is one of the most real aspects of targeting, because your operators are with you 24/7. They have been with you anywhere from 2 to 5 to 10 to 20 years or more. I would invite anyone to examine the range of documentation put together by Alan Watt and come to any other conclusion. Predictive programming has its origins in predominantly elitist Hollywood, where the big screen can offer a big vision of where society is headed. Just look back at the books and movies which you thought were far-fetched or science fiction, and take a close look around at society today. For a detailed breakdown of specific examples, Vigilant Citizen is a great resource that will probably make you look at entertainment in a completely different light. Now, this goes back to dumbing us down with things that we love. Sports, politics, religion. Some might take offense at seeing religion or even politics put alongside sports as a method of mind control. The central theme is the same throughout: divide and conquer. Now, while everyone is at church, okay, I'm sorry, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
My name is Frank M. Tonight, we discuss human mind manipulation on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In view of the time that we have to work with here, I'm going to get right back to it. Some might take offense at seeing religion or even politics put alongside sports as a method of mind control. But this is what the deep state loves. While you're at your football games and basketball games and political rallies, church suppers, Sunday mass. This is when they get together and have their football game. Only both sides win. They want you to be occupied with television. They want you to be occupied with gaming. They want you to be occupied in every way, so that they can once again, pull the wool over your eyes and sneak in new laws and new taxes that you probably haven't even heard of. The central theme is the same throughout: divide and conquer. The techniques are quite simple. Short circuit the natural tendency of people to cooperate for their survival, and teach them to form teams bent on domination and winning. Sports has always had a role as a key distraction that corrals tribal tendencies into a non-important event, which in modern America has reached ridiculous proportions, where protests will break out over a sports celebrity leaving their city, but essential human issues such as liberty are giggled away as inconsequential. Political discourse is strictly in a left-right paradigm of easily controlled opposition, while religion is the backdrop of nearly every war throughout history. Food, water, and air. Additives, toxins, and other food poisons literally alter brain chemistry to create docility and apathy. Fluoride in drinking water has been proven to lower IQ. Aspartame and MSG are excitotoxins, which excite brain cells until they die. And easy access to the fast food that contains these poisons generally has created a population that lacks focus and motivation for any type of active lifestyle. Most of the modern world is perfectly groomed for passive receptiveness and acceptance of the dictatorial elite. Elite seems to be a word that we're hearing all the time. The elite of the world, the elite of the world banking system, and so on. And if you choose to diligently watch your diet, they are fully prepared to spray the population from the above. Drugs. This can be any addictive substance. Okay, folks, we have to go to station identification. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
From Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we are discussing human mind manipulation on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The next segment that I will go into are drugs. This can be any addictive substance, but the mission of mind controllers is to be sure you are addicted to something. One major arm of the modern mind control agenda is psychiatry, which aims to define all people by their disorders, as opposed to their human potential. This was foreshadowed in books such as Brave New World. Today, it has been taken to even further extremes, as a medical tyranny has taken hold where nearly everyone has some sort of disorder, particularly those who question authority. The use of nerve drugs in the military has led to record numbers of suicides. Worst of all, the modern drug state now has over 25% of U.S. children on mind-numbing medication. Can you imagine that? The next area that I would like to explore is military testing. The military has a very long, long history as the testing ground for mind control. The military mind is perhaps the most malleable, as those who pursue life in the military generally resonate to the structures of hierarchy, control, and the need for unchallenged obedience to a mission. For the increasing number of military personnel questioning their indoctrination, a recent story highlighted DARPA's plans for transcranial mind control helmets that will keep them focused, they say. Transcranial mind control helmets. Okay. Where do we sign for that one? Did you approve funding for that? I didn't. The next area, electromagnetic spectrum. An electromagnetic soup envelops us all, charged by modern devices of convenience, which have been shown to have a direct impact on brain function. In a tacit admission of what is possible, one researcher has been working with a God helmet to induce visions by altering the electromagnetic field of the brain. Our modern electromagnetic soup has us passively bathed by potentially mind-altering waves, while a wide range of possibilities, such as cell phone towers, is now available to the world be. And to the would-be mind controller for more direct intervention. The next invasive device or devices are your television computer and what is known as the flicker rate. It's bad enough that what is programmed on your TV accessed via remote control is engineered. It is all made easier by literally lulling you to sleep, making it a psychosocial weapon. Flicker rate tests show that alpha brain waves are altered, producing a type of hypnosis, which doesn't portend well for the latest revelation that lights can transmit coded internet data by flickering faster than the eye can see. The computer's flicker rate is less, but through video games, social networks, and a basic structure which overloads the brain with information, the rapid pace of modern communication induces an ADHD state. A study of modern video games revealed that extended play can result in lower blood flow to the brain, sapping emotional control. Further, sending our children to the nurse's office to be put on Ritalin or some other drug. Furthermore, role-playing games of lifelike war and police state scenarios serve to desensitize a connection to reality. One look at the WikiLeaks video, Collateral Murder, should be familiar to anyone who has seen a game like Call of Duty. Next area, nanobots. From science fiction horror directly to the modern brain, the nanobots are on their way. Direct brain modification already has been packaged as neuroengineering. A Wired magazine article from early 2009 highlighted that direct brain manipulation via fiber optics is a bit messy, but once installed, it could make someone happy with the press of a button. Nanobots take the process to an automated level, rewiring the brain molecule. Worse, these mini droids can self-replicate, forcing one to wonder how this genie would ever get back in the bottle once unleashed. Expected date of arrival, early 2020s. Now, I have a listing here for Project MKUltra, but the reason why I really don't get too far into MKUltra is because it was a hands-on program at the beginning. So Project MKUltra was the project that CIA undertook to find the drug that could make human mind under the control of the external influence and hence created an LSD drug, and hence it was the new thing that created a huge impact and research studies for the Manchurian candidate. So they drug someone down, took his reality, and gave him a new reality to be a cold-blooded killer. And then with the snap of a finger or a key word, he would snap out of it and not remember anything of it. All of what I have mentioned is part of hypnosis, which goes back thousands of years, particularly in the East. The next segment that I would like to visit is called Three Minds: Consciousness, Subconsciousness, and Unconsciousness. I don't agree with the term calling them minds, but that's what they have. The basics that we are going to study about the human mind are their types and how each part operates that are completely different than other parts that we can be aware of. The consciousness, or the conscious mind, is your awareness at the present moment. You are aware of something on the outside, as well as something specific, a mental function happening on the inside. For example, you are aware of your environment, your breathing, or the chair that you are sitting on. This mind helps you know the things that you see, hear, touch, smell, and taste. It is the most developed which is the prefrontal cortex. Here we can be aware of many things at the same time, and if we are overloaded by more information, this mind creates the theory of importance and hence eliminates the things that are not important. This is where the term entrainment comes in. Entrainment deems to make itself on the top of the priority list, something not to be dropped. It is beneficial for all targeted individuals to be aware of all the sounds around you and lock on to all of these sounds and dump the operators. Learn to do it. I can. The subconscious mind, or the preconscious mind, consists of accessible information. You can become aware of this information once you direct your attention to it. Think of this as memory recall. You walk down the street to your house without consciously needing to be alert to your surroundings. You can talk on the cell phone and still arrive home safely. You can easily bring to consciousness the subconscious, the information about the path to your home. You can also easily remember phone numbers that you frequently use. It is the place where we have put all the program on your computer on installed mode, and we can go to it, play that program, and work on it as soon as our human brain computer is on. It is possible that some of what might be perceived to be unconscious becomes then subconscious, and then conscious. A long-forgotten childhood memory suddenly emerges after decades. Well, in my case, that would be the operators pulling it up, and many other TIs too. We can assume that some unconscious memories need a strong, specific trigger to bring them to consciousness, whereas a subconscious memory can be brought to consciousness more easily. The unconscious mind, consisting of the primitive, instinctual wishes, as well as the information that we cannot access, although our behaviors might indicate the unconscious forces that drive them, we don't have easy access to the information stored in the unconscious mind. During our childhood, we acquired countless memories and experiences that formed who we are today. However, we cannot recall most of these memories. They are unconscious forces, beliefs, patterns, subjective maps of reality that drive our behaviors. Our unconscious mind is the place where our basic functioning of our mind is present, and here is the part where consciously we cannot control or manipulate. This part can only be penetrated by a professional hypnotist or a profound person who meditates and has a huge control over his own mind. The source for that is Stavursky.com. It's a blog. Three minds, conscious, subconscious, and unconscious. Just how does the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind work? And what is the difference between them? Here we'll have a look at how the three minds work together to create your reality. Here we also learn how to use that knowledge to change your habits and create a happier, more peaceful, and confident you. Here, after we use the knowledge of human mind, we move towards knowing about hypnosis and the way that we can use hypnosis to heal human beings' stress and hence greater society we would live in. If the operators of our torture were to turn their technology towards saving instead of destroying, how much happier would the world be? Well, I can think of millions of people all over the world that would be happier immediately, and I am one of them. The concept of three levels of mind is nothing new. Sigmund Freud, the famous Austrian psychologist, was probably the first to popularize it into mainstream society as we know it today. Even though his theories have subsequently been widely disputed in psychology circles, they are very hard to scientifically prove. Freud, nonetheless, created a useful model of the mind, which he separated into three tiers or sections. The conscious mind, or ego, the preconscious, and the unconscious. The best way that I have found to illustrate the concept of the three minds is by using a triangle. If you imagine at the very tip of the triangle is your conscious mind, it occupies only a small portion of space at the top of the triangle. A bit like an iceberg, where only a fraction of it is showing above the water. It probably represents about 10% of your brain capacity. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up right here. I'd like to thank my audience. And I would like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. Great place. You'd love to come here. My name is Frank Allen. If anybody would like a copy of this paper, write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. Thank you.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.